Monday the 19th of January, Kof Gimel Teves, Rabbi Yonason Rudin, Chayech al Kodmim, Priorities and Chesed.
Morning Rabbi Isai. So before we start, I would like to dedicate this Shir Lulu Nishmas, my father-in-law, his first yotzat was yesterday. Lulu Nishmas to Bichil Nafran, Ben Reb Shammai, Mr. Michael Feldman, Shem Lebracha. So, when we met last, a few months ago, those of you who were here, we redefined somewhat the mitzvah of Ahavta the Re'acha Kamocha. We saw through the Gemara and the Rishonim that it's not as simple as it seems. And the main problem that the Rishonim were dealing with was the Kasha of the Ramban, which actually doesn't appear in Yeshit. The Ramban asks, How can it be that Vahavta Lerecha Kamocha, love your friend as yourself, is literal? Well, we've got a Gemara, number one on our sheets, Gemara above Matziah, Samach Beis. Look at this Anya. Shnayim Shahayim Mahalchim Badarach, the famous case, the theoretical construct of two people who are walking along the way, walking in the desert. Biyad Echad Mehen Kitten Shamayim. And one of them has a flask, the last remaining water. Im Shaysin Shnehem Mason. There isn't enough water for both of them to be able to survive and get to the next point of inhabitation. Im Shaysin Echad Mehen Magili Yeshuv. And if one of them drinks all the water, he's going to be able to arrive at the nearest village. But the other person will unfortunately not make it. Darash Ben Patera used to say, Mutav Shishtu Shneim V'Yamusu. Far better they should share the water out and both die, or run the risk of dying. Val Yirah Echad Mehem B'Mitasa Shel Chaveru, rather than one of them see, or perhaps cause, the death of the other person. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva v'limid, until Rabbi Akiva came along and taught the pasuk, v'chei achicha imach, when your brother shall live with you, you being the subject, chayecha kodmin l'chayecha v'echa, your life comes first. Your life takes priority over your friend, even at the expense of his life. So if we look at this Gemara, the Ramban uses it as a kasha. The Ramban says, how can it be that Ahavta Lerecha Kamocha really means literally when you see from the Gemara that your life comes first? And he says, moreover, it's illogical to think that I should have to go out and work to support my friend's children or my neighbor's children to the extent that I have to support my own children. Now, midin stocker might be something else. But in terms of my responsibility, if Ahavta Lerecha Kamocha is literal, then just like I have to go out and support somehow my children and feed them and clothe them and take care of them, so I should have to do the same for everybody else as well. So the Ramban and the other Rishonim, on the basis of that, redefine the mitzvah. What I want to focus on today, and perhaps come back to that redefinition at the end, is this din of chayecha kodmim, and see what the definition and what the limitations of it are. The interesting thing is, if you look at this Gemara carefully, who does it seem like the conclusion goes according to? Seems Rabbi Akiva. Ben Patera used to say, or Darash Ben Patera, Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came along. Seems that Rabbi Akiva won the argument. If you have a look at number 2, which is our gas of Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perlov to the Sefer HaMitzvot of the Sadegon, not such a well-known source, but he says something fascinating. He says, if you look in the Rambam, if you look in the Smag, and if you look in the Torah, you will not see that they pass in like Rabbi Akiva. They don't bring the din of Rabbi Akiva. And the question is, why not? The Kvarkasa Ketas Achronim, there are some Achronim that want to explain why is it that the Rambam seems not to pass in like Rabbi Akiva, even though that seems to be the passage in the Gemara. The Tam Mishum de Ledidan, there's a side machlokes of whether Rivis Ketzutza Yotza B'dayanim. someone lends ribis be'itha, whether, and someone pay, therefore pays ribis be'itha, can a person who paid ribis against the halacha claim it back in Beis Din because they shouldn't have paid it? It's machlokes. The one who holds the ribis ketzutzu yaitzes b'day on him is Rebbe Eliezer. The cholkim on him, and he learns it from the Chayachicha Imach, from this pasuk, the Chayachicha Imach, ribis ketzutzu yaitzes b'day on him. Problem is, the cholkim don't hold like Rabbi Akiva because they hold, sorry, don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer because they hold of Rabbi Akiva. And they need the drasha of a Chayachicha Imach. They need the drasha of a Chayachicha Imach for Chayachah Kodman. Since we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, mainly we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. That's what Ksas Achronim say, and it's a very difficult thing to accept, as we shall see. That's their explanation. We'll go on. A fascinating Gemara in the Doron Daf Pei Amud Beis. Mayan Shel Bnei Ha'ir Chayeyen V'Chayey Acherim Chayeyen Koydmin V'Chayey Acherim. If you've got a stream that flows from the top of the mountain through city 1 all the way down to city number 2, who has the rights to the water in the stream? Who has the rights to the water in the stream? So the Gemara says Chayeyen V'Chayey Acherim Chayeyen Koydmin. City A, to whom the water flows first, have first right on the water. If there's only enough water for City A to live, and City B won't have water from that stream, City A can take as much as they want to live. They got it first, first come, first served. Chayehem chaydnim. Behemtan or behemasachayim. If there's enough for everybody to drink, and now the question is, whose animals are going to be able to have water to drink? Again, City A, to whom the river flows first, gets it before City B. Kvisasan v'kvisas acherim, laundry. If there's a laundry, if everyone's got enough water to drink and for their animals. But now it's a question of laundry. Obviously, in those days, we know from the Gemara in many places, the way they used to do Nashim HaKoseh, they go down to the river and wash their clothes by the river. Who gets priority? So again, the Gemara says, City A get priority of the laundry water over and above City B. Now, the Gemara then has a very interesting question. If we change it somewhat, what would happen in the case, the end of the second line here? Chaye acherin ukvisasam. City A need the water for their laundry. City B need it for drinking. That's their source of drinking water. Who should get it first? Who has priority over the water? So we would always say, Pekach Nefesh! Pekach Nefesh takes everything apart from the Gimel Chamorot. Who gets it? Let's have a look at the Gemara. Chaye Acherin L'Kvisasan Chaye Acherin Kodmin L'Kvisasan. The lives of the second city take precedence over the laundry of the first city. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kvisasan Kodemus L'Chaye Acherim. The laundry of City A takes priority over the drinking water of City B. Astonishing. Yossi, how can he say such a thing? How can Rabbi Yossi say such a thing? That my laundry takes precedence over your drinking water. Stay on. More than that, I think people, when they look at this Gemara for the first time, think there's no way in the world that we could ever pass in light of Yossi. I'm not so sure. Let's have a look at the Ran, our first port of Kulam. So the Ran explains, as we've said, Mayam Shel Bnei Ha'ir, source number 4. Hayetze Ba'ir comes out of the city. V'chayei acherin, chayein kaidmin, v'chayei acherim, she'im ein l'maspik l'shtiyas kulam, shtiyasen kaidemes, v'chayein kaidmin, k'didarshinan, v'perakei z'neshach, v'v'mitzir samachbeis, v'dichzir v'chayei achicha imach. By the way, this is the first indication not like these Ksas Achronim. He's learning that the reason why Sifri Eha priority is because Kayafa Taidmim, like Kal Kumar that we saw in source number one. Behemtan, Behemoth, Achayim, Behemtan, Kedemas. Im Eina Masrik, the Behemoth, Kalon, if there's not enough water for all the animals. Kvisasan, Kvisas, Achayim, it's talking about, Rashi says, Kvisas, Bigdehen. It's talking about laundry. Presumably coming out of Fukay, you shouldn't think it's talking about washing your body, it's talking about washing your clothes. Chaye Achayim, the Kvisasan. Bnei Ir Acharas, Tzrichen, Oseh, the Shtiasan. City B need it for their drinking. They only need it for their laundry. As we'd have said, obviously drinking water is more important than laundry. If so, what can Rabbi Yossi hold? So have a look at the run, I think it's fascinating. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kvisasan shall oisai er kodemus, shtiasan shall bnei er acheras. Disvira neil Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Dekeven de bemnias kvisa ikatsara tuva, chaye nefesh hu. In other words, refraining or not being able to launder your clothes causes a person an immense amount of discomfort. That's called chaye nefesh. A person who is unable to launder his clothes, presumably, by the way, we're not talking about having a fresh shirt every day. Presumably, we have to realize in the days of the Gemara, they did not have that many changes of clothes. And the body naturally produces sweat. The body naturally produces bodily waste, and clothes can get dirty. That's why we wash them. If a person consistently doesn't wash his clothes, he's Eismensch. He's no longer a functional human being. If that's the case, then we can understand Rabbi Yossi a little bit better. That's called Chaye Nefesh. You might have thought that, no, it's just drinking. That's called Chaye Nefesh. Comes along Rabbi Yossi with a Mayadik Chedesh. That a person needs to have clean clothing in order to be a functional human being. And that is included in Chayech HaKodvin, even at the expense of someone else not having drinking water. Astonishing. As I state in the Ram. Now, you'll tell me, can't be. Can't be La Halacha. But I'll ask you the following question. What would be, imagine you're the mayor of Yerushalayim, a similar kind of place, and you've got a budget that you've got to balance, and you've got limited resources that you have to allocate amongst the Bnei Ha'ir, and you've got the opportunity either of maintaining the parks and gardens in your city or adding another 100 fully staffed hospital beds. What should be the halacha? And Hilchas Ir is very much Negev Bizman Azeh, especially in Eretz Yisrael. The halachas involved that are Bnei Ha'ir. Very much Negev. What are you meant to do? How do you choose to allocate the limited resources that you have in the council's coffers? Do we say 100 hospital beds, Pikuach Nefesh? Or do we say parks and gardens for the city are an essential part of Chaye Nefesh? People with young children who need to take them out in the afternoon will tell you it's Chaye Nefesh to have the kids running around the apartment, bouncing into each other, running around, causing havoc. They need to get out. That's Chaye Nefesh. So are the majority of the city mechuyev to give up their parks and gardens, to give up the maintenance of their parks and gardens for the mi'at shebamiat of the people that will fill those 100 hospital beds? Very, very interesting shayla. So Hashmar Rebbe Berkowitz, he said that it seems to be that in such a situation the halach would be like Rabbi Yossi, that the majority are not mechuyev to give up something which is chaye nefesh, even at the expense of people that need hospitalization. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people that use the parks and gardens, and 100 people at any given time that can fill the hospital beds. They're not mechuyev to give that up. Al zeh ne'emar chayech ha'koydmim. And his raya was an interesting one, that Rav Yosef didn't tell the mayor of Polyansky to stop maintaining the parks and gardens and add more hospital beds. He didn't tell him it was mechuyev to do that. Why? But Pashto, because of chayech ha'koydmim. It's a very interesting thing. Utilitarianism, Balaz. Let's have a look at Rav Moshe. We said that Rav Yerucham Fishel brought the Ketzat Achronim that said the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, not Chayech HaKodim. Why? Because the Rambam never says it anywhere. The Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Akiva. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein in his uniquely brilliant way. The Rambam does. Have a look here. I apologize for the poor quality of the print. Vene, HaRambam Reish Perek Zayim Matnas Aniyin. The seventh Perek of Hilchos Matnas Aniyin, where the Rambam discusses the halachos of tzedakah. Kosav, Mitzvus Ase Litein Tzedakah Im Yad HaNosein Masayas. There is a positive commandment from the Torah to give tzedakah if the giver can afford it. Fascinating. The mitzvah to give tzedakah is only if you can afford it. In yad hanosein masages, says Rav Moshe, mashma du tnai b'chiyav hamitzvah, v'loi kishar mitzvah tzedakin hu rak kishiyeshlo. Fascinating. Imagine it's Thursday Rosh Hashanah and a person's on a desert island and he hasn't got a shofar. Is he chayav in shofar? Of course. Ah, he hasn't got a shofar. Honest Rachmana Patre. He's honest. He's potter. He's chayav in shofar, but he hasn't got one. He's honest. He hasn't got tefillin. He hasn't got a sukkah. He hasn't got arba minim. We understand. They're extenuating circumstances and the Gemara says honest Rachmana Patre. But he's really chayav. He's really chayav. Masha ein king with, says Rav Moshe by tzedakah. It's not that I'm be'etzem chayav in tzedakah, it's just because I'm a person's an oni that he's potter. It's a tnai in the chiyav mitzvah. A person was only ever chayav if he could afford it. Again, this isn't a shiur on health of tzedakah, what's called affording it, what's called not affording it, but the concept is vitally important. A person is only chayav in tzedakah if he can legitimately afford it. It's not that he really has to give it away, but just he's honest and therefore he's potter. Let's carry on reading. V'lenakat tnai zeh mishum debakol ha-mitzvos achiyav alav u'bechol oifen, rak shu honest melekayin, as we said. V'af b'yochol lekayin batzar yosem mechayim mesha potter. Kedi'isa b'simim tafresh nivav. It's a slightly different discussion. What if a mitzvah is very expensive for him to do? That will turn him into an honest. But really, he's chayav. Aval b'tzedakah, at the beginning of the second paragraph there, hu tnai b'achiyav. It is a condition in the chiyav. The obligation of tzedakah is somewhat conditional. Durak kishamaseges yad v'neh matzedak mitzvah tzedakah, only when you can afford it. What's the makar of the Rambam? That you're only mechuyev in tzedakah if you can afford it. Says Rav Moshe, because chayech ha'koydmim with Rabbi Akiva. That's the makar to chayech ha'koydmim in the Rambam. Or deloy k'mitzvos ha'achronim. Interestingly enough, for further discussion on this concept of being a tnai mechuyev, if you believe the Kehilas Yaakov and Shabbos and Yud Aleph, has a very interesting tishdal to Hilchos Talmud Torah, not our topic for now. But you see from here, of poshet, shetnai hu zem mikrad v'cheach ichaimach. That the tnai here is coming from the pasuk of v'cheach ichaimach, the demotic shama Rambam kral zeh, v'yekov anosa l'tnai jiyadim achsayas. In fact, Rav Moshe brings another small raya, v'chein b'minyan ha-mitzvahs, and the Rambam has his quick list of the 613 mitzvahs. With a very brief outline, even more brief than the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, "Mashmashu tnai." He says, "Mitzvah." became a minyan amitzvah because of litin stoka kamasas yadav. You give stoka as you can afford. In the Rambam, this is the minyan amitzvah is the most brief summary of the Targum Mitzvahs there is in the Rambam. In the mitzvah of stoka, he won't just say mitzvah sa'asei litin stoka. It's only ever mitzvah sa'asei litin stoka kamasas yadav. Atnai. So mashma shu tnai b'chiyav. It's a condition in the obligation. It's not giving a shir to the mitzvah. It's not a shir. When the Rambam gives the definition of the mitzvah, the one-line definition, it doesn't tell you how big a lulav has to be. It doesn't tell you how high your sukkah is allowed to be. That's a din. That's details. Here it's a tnai mechiv. The mitzvah is atel litin stok kamasos yadav. Where does the Rambam learn it from? According to Rav Moshe, he learns it from Agam Aharon, source number one. Carry on a little bit more. Avedasa, turn the page, please. Number 6. Avedasa va Avedas Ovis. Mishnah Bav Metzia, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. A person has the opportunity to do two mitzvahs of Hashavas Aveda, presumably in this case they're mutually exclusive. The question is who to do first, the risk of missing out on the other one. Avedasu va Avedas Aved, his Aveda and his father's Aveda. Whose should he go looking for first? Avedasu kedemes, his comes first. Avedasu va Avedas Rabbi, what about his and his father, and his rabbi? Both of them lost something. Shalai kedem, his comes first. Asks the Gemara, straight away afterwards. Menani milik, from where does the Mishnah know such a din? Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav Omar Kra Efes Ki Lo Yebecha Evyon. Pasuk says there shall be no poor amongst you. And the Gemara is darshening that pasuk to mean Shalcha Kaidim Nishal Kol Adam. Yours comes first. You take priority. In other words, how's the Gemara reading the word of the pasuk here? Don't turn yourself into a poor person. Efes Ki Lo Yebecha Evyon. Don't impoverish yourself at the expense of doing a mitzvah for somebody else. I'm not mechuyav to lose out to doing the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. My Aveda comes first. Doesn't matter, even if it's my rabbi's, even if it's my father's. Shalai kaidim, because the Gemara says, Efes ki lo yebecha evyon. Do not impoverish yourself. However, v'omar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, says Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, Kala makayim ba'atzmakach, soif ba lidekach. If anyone is very makpid, always wants to enforce this rule of efes kli yebecha evyon, he's going to end up being an evyon. Klalos in the Gemara. Efes kli yebecha evyon. You might think that efes kli yebecha evyon is the great get-out clause from ever doing any mitzvah of chesed. Because any time you're going to lose out, whether it's in money, whether it's in time, whether it's in any kind of resource, you should be part of from that mitzvah because chayecha kodmin, because efes kli yebecha evyon. Says Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, hold your horses. Not so fast. There's still a mitzvah of chesed. Because if you always want to apply that rule of efes kli yebecha evyon, you're going to end up being an Evyon. Let's have a look at Rashi. Rashi elaborates and adds something incredible. Minani, mili d'shalo kodem, how do we know that yours comes first? Lo yebecha Evyon, hizana min ha'anius. Rashi's telling us how the Gemara is learning this pasuk. Hizana min ha'anius. Make sure not to impoverish yourself. Okay, we realize this. In Hilchos Tzedakah again, there is an upper limit to the amount of tzedakah that a person is allowed to give. Why? Because a person is not allowed to come. It's Tzarech Al Abriyos. A person is not allowed just to abandon everything in the name of Chesed. His Zahar min Anias. And as much as a person can, Anias is not a state to live in. Chala makayim ba'at smokaf, the statement of Rabbi Huda Marab. Look at this. Even though the pasuk didn't say he was mechuyev to do so, Yesh la Adam, Likanes lifnim mishuras hadin, v'loy ledaktek sheli kaidem. So the pasuk says, "Efes kirei b'chaevyon," you do come first. So even though the pasuk is not machayev you to put someone else before you, nonetheless, yesh la'adam likanes lifnim mishuras hadin. A person has to go beyond the letter of the law. In fact, the Gemara says in another place, Yerushalayim was destroyed because people, Hermidi divrei maldivei dinei Torah, the people did not go lifnim mishuras hadin. The people were inflexible when it came to monetary issues. They were always medaktik shali kaidim for every last penny. A person is mechayev, according to Rashi. Yeish la'adam likanish lifnim mishuras hadin, beyond the strict letter of the law. But lay ledaktik shali kaidim. We're not always saying me first. Imloi behefsed moichiach. That chiyuv of going lifnim mishuras hadin is only if there's no hefsed mochiach, i.e. significant loss. The imtamid medaktik, and if he's always medaktik shalikaidem, purik me'alav ol gmilas chasadim v'tzakah, he is removing from himself the yoke of chesed and the yoke of tzakah v'soik shi tzarech labriyos nashem. So the boya umanhig will see to it that he'll be mitzarech labriyos. Do you see something fascinating from here? Yes, it's true, Chayecha Kaidman. Yes, it's true that your life takes priority, whether it's in terms of life itself, whether it's in terms of physical resources of money and time and effort. However, that's not the way for you to live. That's not the way for you to live. You'd have to realize that there's a mitzvah of tzedakah, there's a mitzvah of being like Hashem, mitzvah v'alachta b'drachav, of being a nosein. You'd have to realize that there's a mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, of wanting the best for people and for helping them. Going lechasadim is one of the simonim of being a yid. Chas v'shalom to say from a Gemara that a person will be perek marav ol gmilas chasadim. However, a person is not meant to be a doormat. A person is not meant to be just giving of himself until there's nothing left to give. Says Rashi, there's a very important tanai, and this is really mashlim sugya. Imloi b'hafsed mechiach. So a person asks you to do a chesed for him. So it depends. If there's going to be a loss to you, okay. Although in theory chayecha kodmim, although in theory yafet kriya b'chaevyon, person should of course go listening mishuras hadin. However, there's a limit. And that limit will really depend on the individual. Imloi behefsed machiach. And by the way, we all really live that way. There are people that don't have enough to eat. There are people that don't have new clothes to buy. There are people that are living on the poverty line, mamash, whether here or Eretz Yisrael. And yet we, Shabbos Kodesh, we enjoy our delicious meals, our unique Shabbos. And we sit there and have our delicious Shabbos food, when we know there are people that really can't afford. So whilst it's true we make our contributions to stock, how can we sit there? How can we sit there and enjoy when there are people that can't? So you see from Rashi something very interesting. Imloi behafsid mechiach, if a person is used to a certain standard of living, and it's legitimate, and he's able to justify it, he's not mechiach to give that up. That's how we can justify buying new clothes when our previous clothes are not threadbare. That's how we can justify buying a few extras here and there, because that's called a chesed mechiach, that's a normal part of daily living. It's a justification. Now, a person could say, it's a chesed mechiach, I need to have 4 or 5 holidays a year. A person will give din v'cheshbon to the Rebbein Shleilam for his standard of living, but if it's legitimate, it's acceptable. And that is different from person to person. And it depends what a person's expectations are, it depends what his standard of living was previously, where he's coming from. Every single person is different. The definition of hefsed mechiach will vary from person to person. However, the point coming out from Rashi is very important, that when it's a hefsed mechiach, he is not mechuyev to give it up for somebody else, and a person is allowed to enjoy his standard of living, because that will be a hefsed mechiach. However, chas v'shalom, that a person should be perek ma'alav ol gemilas chasadim, because that's one of the simonim of being a yid. It's a cold one that it's not a hefsed mechiach. A person has to go lifnim Mishra Sadin and Bigomo Khasadin. So you have a wonderful day.